This is the new feature for our OklahomaFarmReport.com website, Agri Innovations. We'll be talking to various agricultural industry leaders and agribusiness folks about new products, goods, and services that are available to the agricultural community. Some of the cutting-edge things that are out there, including things like GPS and precision agriculture units. And along those lines, Jason Bollickman with John Deere is with us today, talking about their RTK technology. Jason, tell us about RTK and what it actually offers producers here in 2009.
Yeah, RTK is a product John Deere has offered for several years. I think a lot of customers are familiar with it nowadays. But it's setting up a base station, an RTK base station, and that broadcasts sub-inch repeatable correction signal out to tractors in the field. So compared to our SF1 or SF2 product, we're going to be better on our guidance, and it's also going to be repeatable from year to year.
When we start talking about the whole concept of precision agriculture, it seems like we've made such tremendous strides from even, say, 5 years ago.
That's exactly right. I think, 5 years ago we had customers just starting to adopt the more higher precision products like RTK, like implement guidance, those types of things. Whereas now, one of the biggest things is we've had RTK network expansion all over the U.S. 5 years ago, we had roughly 20 to 30 John Deere dealers that offered an RTK network to their customer, where now we have more than 195 John Deere dealers with large RTK networks giving the access to that guidance to more customers.
What's the advantage then back then to the farmer with this expanded network?
Well, I guess there's two things that you can look at. The first is on dealer-owned networks, it allows more customers to have access to the technology. And it does that because it lowers the initial investment cost to the customer. Instead of them having to go out and buy their own base station, they can now use the dealer-owned base station. Also, dealers have trained professionals that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to keep that network running, so a customer doesn't have to stop during planting season, during harvest season, and maybe fix a base station, let's say if lightning hits it. The other side of that is RTK also is allowing some of the newer cropping practices that need the higher accuracy, like strip till in the Midwest, or if we look at some of our high-dollar crops like cotton, vegetables, that sort of thing.
Where are we going? In other words, what's out there the next couple of years for these type of efforts and precision agriculture in general?
Well, it seems like it's all about reducing input costs these days, as input costs tend to keep rising. I see a lot more increased applications, automations on the implement side, more with planters, more with our harvesting components to better track those input costs to help reduce those. So really taking the current guidance system and then putting more applications on the tractor and the planter to really maximize it.
Jason Bollickman from John Deere talking with us about their RTK technology and more relating back to the whole world of precision agriculture that is developing so very rapidly. Appreciate Jason being along with us today from John Deere, and thanks to you for being with us today for this feature in our Agri Innovation series.